Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 128, Bad Blood. It was the worst kind of nightmare. The kind where no matter how hard you try, you can't wake up. The caustic agony in his body's every muscle finally burned through the fog of his anguish. And Janus Kandrian tumbled to the dew-damp earth beneath his feet. He ended up on his back, staring unblinking at the high gray-pink sky through a fragmentary filter of tree branches. His mind was whited out with utter, overwhelming despair. He could give no thought to anything else. So he simply lay there, unmoving, except for his heaving chest and abdomen. Hours passed, or it could have been days, for all he knew. When his wide-open eyes refocused, the moon was high in the black sky. His skin was numb all over. He couldn't even feel the ground under his back. With the first conscious effort that he'd made since his world had shattered, he lifted a hand before his eyes, just to see if it was there. It was. But it had no color. At first, Jonas thought it was a product of the moonlight, but this was different. He had certainly been out in the moonlight before, and it was not that the colors of the woods around him were muted in shadow. They were simply gone. In fact, Jonas found that he was not quite sure what color his hand should be. He looked around at the grass, the moss and brush and trees of all shapes and sizes. He knew what they were, but they did not seem familiar at all. The world was all clouded shades of gray, with only enough contrast to convey depth and form.
I have to get home.
Cornerstone. The community he'd built from scratch with his own two colorless hands.
Home.
Where his friends and family were. His world. His life. He had children there.
I have nothing.
Jonas could no longer feel his own despair. But there was a bitter taste in his mouth, acrid and starchy, like a bad turnip. The despair may have been gone, but there was something darker to replace it. And it burned as it grew stronger.
Home.
The details of it all were unclear in his mind, but the emotion was sharp as a razor. Rage. All-encompassing, inescapable, and ravenous. Its intensity propelled him upward to sway on his feet. His limbs felt fuzzy now. The numbness had become a tingling, and he had the unpleasant sensation that something was crawling all over his skin. He bitterly shrugged off all that and started walking. He still had to get to Cornerstone, but it wasn't to seek shelter and comfort. He knew there was none of that to be had, even if he desired it. That didn't matter. Cornerstone was where his betrayer was. After a while, Jonas was nearing the edge of his betrayer's domain. He could sense it. But his feet seemed to be sliding with every step. His legs grew heavy and rubbery. He looked at his hands. There were thin gray sprouts all over his flesh and creeping up the ragged sleeves of his shirt.
No.
This was not what he had asked for. Not this. Sonya had been made healthy by her contact with the spores, not infected with something worse. This wasn't right. Jonas had been Barakiel's true friend. He didn't deserve this.
Not fair.
The injustice of it seared his soul as he struggled onward. Each bitter step brought him closer, but Jonas felt as if he were sinking, dissolving. His shadow that stretched across the moonlit ground before him seemed to diminish and lose form, and it felt as if his very bones were softening inside him. Finally, he could support his own weight no longer, and he sprawled forward on the earth.
No! Damn you!
His lengthening fingers clawed the ground as he dragged himself forward. His eyes saw nothing but blackness now, and the seeds of his rage gave flower to lasting, soul-deep hatred.
You are no angel.
His legs dragged behind him, furrowing the earth. But then Jonas began to pull away from them, his limbs stretching impossibly long behind him, dissolving into loose organic matter, seeding the soil with his own recombinant flesh.
Hellspawn! is what you are.
Jonas dug his misshapen hands and arms deep into the soil and hugged the earth tightly to his loosening torso, embracing his new nature as he left his humanity behind. He opened his expanding mouth like an excavator bucket.
And I shall drag you back to hell with me.
As Jonas swallowed the earth up into himself. Slowly, color began to seep into the all-encompassing darkness. A single color, of varying hues. The color of growing things. The color green.